everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Hayes Park Podcast. My name is Emily.
And my name is Mia. We are the community ministers at Hayes Park. There have been a lot of attention on e-bikes at the moment, and rightly so. Serious e-bike injuries have doubled in 2025 in New South Wales, and 10% of those injuries require intensive care.
On top of this, e-bike sales are increasing. In 2017, around 9,000 e-bikes were sold in Australia. Compare this to 2022, when 200,000 e-bikes were sold. So there are more and more e-bikes in the community. And if you've ever seen one or used one, you'd know how fast they travel.
That's why we've invited Emma McGee onto the podcast today. She's a Road Safety Education Officer at the New South Wales Department of Education. She has kindly joined us on today's podcast to talk about e-bikes, provide some information about them, and also some useful tips about how to stay safe on e-bikes.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. It is my pleasure to join you today.
Can you briefly explain what an e-bike is and how it differs from a regular bicycle?
Yeah, so a legal e-bike is actually very similar to a regular bike, but with a rechargeable battery and a motor that gives you a little boost when you're pedaling. So this makes hills and everyday trips just that little bit easier. For an e-bike to be legal in New South Wales, it needs to be pedal powered, so you have to be doing some of the work and it can't just run on a throttle alone. The motor has to stop helping you once you hit that 25 kilometres per hour. So really the main difference from a normal bike is just that it gives you that little bit of an extra boost when you're riding, like up hills or longer distances. And because of the motor and the battery, e-bikes are usually just that little bit heavier than your regular bike.
What are some main safety considerations parents should keep in mind when their children or family members use e-bikes?
So when it comes to e-bike safety for families, parents really need to make sure, firstly, that their child is old enough, big enough and mature enough to ride. Because e-bikes are heavier than regular bikes, kids need to have the strength to handle them and they need to be able to reach all of the controls properly. Families should set some clear rules for e-bike use, like whether passengers are allowed, which should really only happen if the bike is designed for them, and making sure the rider feels confident. So parents need to keep having those regular chats with their kids about expectations around safety, just making sure everyone knows what's okay and what isn't. It's also important for parents to think about how they're going to store and charge their e-bikes at home, especially if you've got more than one. So safe storage and charging, it really does help reduce the risk of fires.
Are there specific safety gear or accessories you recommend for e-bike riders of all ages?
Yeah, absolutely. So riders must wear a helmet. It's the law. And it's got to be fitted properly and also be secured. So not just fitting on top of your head, which we do sometimes see. When you're buying a helmet, you should always look for one that's approved and that has a 5-star safety rating. It's also recommended to wear some bright clothes and have lights on your bike so drivers can spot you easily, especially when it's dark. Gloves and pads are optional, but they can give you some extra added protection. Another thing riders should really consider is the coverage that their clothing offers. So singlets and things like swimmers really won't help you much if you do fall. It's best to make sure you're wearing something that covers your skin and gives you a bit more safety. And this also includes those enclosed footwear for your feet.
What are some key features parents should look for when buying an e-bike for themselves or their older children?
This is a great question because choosing an e-bike can be quite tricky because not all e-bikes that are sold in New South Wales are actually legal to ride on our footpaths and our roads. So when choosing an e-bike, parents should really look out for one that meets the European standard, which is EN15194, and make sure that the motor is only going up to 250 watts maximum, because anything higher will soon be phased out in New South Wales. Parents can spot these bikes by looking at a compliance sticker or just by asking the retailer to make sure. And a lot of extra details for this are available on Transport for New South Wales' website, just through having a Google search.
How important is it to understand local laws and regulations related to e-bike use, especially for young riders?
It's really important to know the rules for riding e-bikes in your area because it ultimately helps to keep everyone safe. So this is not just the rider, but also pedestrians who might be out and about and other people that are using the road. So just like regular bikes, e-bike riders have to follow all of the same road rules. So, for example, one rule is that you need to get off your bike and walk it across pedestrian crossings. And when you're on the shared footpath or bike track, you should always keep to the left and give way to pedestrians. Riding at a safe speed is also very important, so you can stop quickly if a pedestrian pulls out in front of you or something unexpected happens. So following these rules really does make things safer for everyone, and it just shows respect for the people around you.
Can you share some practical tips for safe riding habits on e-bikes in busy or suburban areas?
Yeah, so here's one tip that might actually surprise some people. In New South Wales, kids under 16 are actually allowed to ride on footpaths, and it really is safer for them to do so. But adults that are also supervising under 16-year-olds can actually do the same, and they can ride on the footpath with them. We just have to remember, though, when we are riding on the footpath, they're often busy with pedestrians, so it is important to slow down and just be extra careful when passing people. Another easy safety tip is to keep your focus on the ride. So really avoiding using things like mobile phones or having your AirPods in and listening to music, because you really do need to stay aware of what's around you. Especially in your neighbourhood, always keeping a lookout for cars that may be entering or exiting driveways is also very important. Those moments can catch riders off guard sometimes, so being alert and cautious really does help to keep everyone safe.
Lastly, how can parents encourage responsible and confident e-bike users among their children?
Well, parents really are their children's first and most important teachers when it comes to riding safely. So by showing them how to ride carefully, wear helmets, follow rules and be respectful to others on the road, parents can really help build and reinforce safe habits that really last. It's also really important for parents to supervise their kids while they practice riding in safe places before letting them go out on their own. So children under 8 years of age should always be supervised and should ride away from busy roads and in safe places such as parks and backyards. Children that little bit older but still under 10 years of age should still always be closely supervised while riding. Parents can ride along on the footpath, like I said, and during these rides, parents can practice safe routes with their children. They can teach them about common dangers like cars, pedestrians, driveways, uneven surfaces. And I think just basically ensuring that parents continuously stay up to date with what's going on in New South Wales. The laws are constantly evolving, so keeping up with things like helmet use, age limits, bike requirements is key. And just continuously having those ongoing conversations as a family to really encourage the riding responsibility.
Thank you for being with us today, Emma.
It is my pleasure to talk with you.